And now it's come to our state, too. The Mackinac Center, which carried out the egregious act. I mean, these aren't even policymakers at the Mackinac Center. It's a think tank which comes up with ideas for discussion on shows like this with policymakers in Lansing. And all they did was filed a number of FOIA requests, which they do all the time, Freedom of Information Act requests. That's FOIA. And they wanted information on whether teachers were using public computers to plan strikes. When they made their FOIA request, you've got to tell people within the school district, in this case, what you're looking for. And they named a number of things, including Rachel Maddow, because Maddow has been saying things about Michigan on her show. And they wanted to get this information. For their trouble, they received a number of phone calls from one, maybe more than one woman, with threats to the Mackinac Center and to the city of Midland itself. The managing editor of the Michigan Capital Confidential at the Mackinac Center, director of the transparency wing of the Mackinac Center, is Ken Braun, who's on the other end of our line joining us again this morning. Hey, Ken, how are you?
Good to be here with you, Frank. Thank
nice
you.
Nice of you to join us. I think I explained everything in accurate detail there to set the stage for what happened with you.
Well, actually, we filed a separate FOIA to three public universities with the terms that you mentioned in it for a slightly different reason, different type of conduct we were looking for, and I'd love to get into that. In fact, I'll make some news for you if you'd like.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's
get to these threats first and
sure.
Cover that. The threats were made via voice messages that were left at Mackinac Center?
Precisely. Somewhere between, memory serves me, 4 to 6 messages left from 9 p.m. To 2 a.m. one day last week, escalating in their tone and harshness. It's kind of not clear right now whether it's one person or two that was sending them, making very explicit threats against us, our building, Governor Scott Walker in Wisconsin, and the like. So there was, it was very clear threats. We're going to get you, die, things like that were in them.
Well, and how about this? Scotty Walker is dead. So mm-hmm. are you. We know where you live. We are coming up to destroy you. You are on Main Street. You are the first place to be bombed. We're going to destroy everybody. We're going to destroy all of you. All of you die. Midland, Michigan. Get ready. We're going to destroy all of you. My goodness. All this because you wanted some information in a FOIA request.
That would appear to be the connection. I'm not gonna characterize. I mean, this is at least one, perhaps two isolated people doing what they're doing for whatever their own reasons are.
How seriously did you take these threats and what's being done about them?
Well, I'm not going to get into what we're doing ourselves and exactly all of what's happening, but just predictably, we've spoken with law enforcement and done the expected things with that, and that is moving forward.
All right, so they are looking into this. Is there any suspicion at all that this person or people could be the same person who was active along these lines in Wisconsin?
As I said, those are all speculations at this point, and I'm not going to, at this point, I wouldn't, unless there's some evidence that comes out, I wouldn't want to say that this is connected to any other nut but the one who called.
All right, and what are police telling you about the seriousness of such threats?
Well, they're like I said, there's some things we're doing that we're taking precautions, but we're doing what the police are telling us to do. They told us to take it serious.
Well, you have to. You absolutely have to. Meantime, you mentioned that you may have some news for us as well.
A lot of information has gone out there about what our motives are, and that we were, as Rachel Maddow's show was implying, we were trying to go look into the peek into the political biases of professors and whatnot. Some people in the media have done a little bit of digging into the stuff I've written about in the past and come pretty close to the truth. We've been reluctant to say exactly what we were looking for because we didn't want to get into the game of more or less announcing what our stories were before we written them, but this has gotten so, out of hand at this point and so much in the public domain already that I'm just going to lay it all out for you for the first time here on your show, Frank, and later on today we're going to have an article posted on our website explaining all of this in a little more detail. What this was about is the Labor Studies Center at Wayne State University. I wrote about them about a year ago. because of what they were doing on their website looked a whole lot more like a political action committee than a university research and teaching department. They had stuff, I mean, for example, can you think of any other political science department or English department or music department or any other department at any other state university that has been hit with a campaign finance complaint by the Michigan Chamber of Commerce? I couldn't think of one, but in fact that happened with this department back in 2005. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce said that they had on their website a section where they were promoting passage of, you know, trying to actively help passage of a minimum wage increase on the Michigan ballot. They also, just to this day, still have items up there telling people it's a guide for activists on how to pass a living wage campaign. The website also states that one of their objectives is to help local leaders develop local strategies for building power, which they define as building coalitions and mobilizing aggressive political action. You can go on and on with this. The website is full of items like this that look a whole lot more like a political party or a political action committee than a university department that's supposed to be teaching students and doing research.
And so that's what you were getting at in trying
exactly.
to get this information about their activities, which violate what?
Well, it's a misdemeanor to be using public resource. You know, if you use public resources for partisan political activity or political activity like this, there is a misdemeanor penalty that goes on to it. This conduct here that they're just brazenly putting out there in public looked to us, you know, you can go on their website right now and see these items. They've been here for a while. It looked to us like this is going close enough to activity that maybe is very questionable. When I wrote the article a year ago, the point was to get the legislature and the governor to pay attention to this and maybe ask their own questions. Well, that didn't happen. The previous governor didn't look into it. The legislature didn't look into it. I don't know if anything happened back in 2005 when the Chamber of Commerce filed the complaint. I don't think the legislature or the governor really did much about it then either. So my point here was to do a follow-up on that story. And I thought, well, I wonder what else I can find. If they're willing to put this stuff in the public domain, what might I be able to find by filing some Freedom of Information requests and ask about, you know, just go looking for other stuff that they might be doing like this that bolsters that case that this is more of a political action committee activity than a university department doing teaching and research.
And you found something?
We didn't find anything. We just filed the request a
week
ago on Friday.
But that's why you were looking for it. All right, Ken,
right.
I'll tell you what. So you're going to post this. I've got to take a break right here. We've got to go to the news. You're going to post this where so people can read it this afternoon?
You will see it on Michigan Capital Confidential sometime later today.
All righty. Thanks for being with us.
Appreciate it, Frank. Thank
Ken
you.
Braun from up at the Mackinac Center, and they're taking those threats seriously, but going on with business as usual.